suppose it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Detectives Sparky and Yuki Go to Work. Well, Sparky and Yuki certainly had their work cut out for them. A wonderful mystery that really intrigued them. You see, the Widow Dilly had been kidnapped right before her wedding to Mayor Plumfront. Mayor Plumfront received a ransom note demanding $250,000 for the safe return of the widow. But when we tried to deliver a fake bundle of money to the old shelter house in Mount Airy Forest, they got wise to our plans and ran away. Now we're wondering, when will we hear from them next?
Come on, Big John. Can't you get this old car of yours moving any faster?
Look, I'm going as fast as the law will allow, Sparky. No matter how much of a hurry you're in, I'm not going to break the law.
Well, it seems to me you're allowed to go faster than this. Look at all the other cars on the street passing us by.
Well, I like to leave a little margin for safety.
Wow, look at the speedometer, 15 miles an hour. Come on, Big John, we can go faster than this.
Well, I don't know how. I've got the gas pedal pushed down to the floor, and if I push any harder, my foot will go right through the bottom of the car.
Like you did the time you pushed out on the brake pedal too hard?
Yeah. Oh, no. My goodness, Sparky, why do you have to bring that up?
Well, you'd better get a little more speed out of this old car, Big John, or it'll take us all day to get over to Yuki's detective agency office.
It will not take us all day. We're only a few blocks away from there now. Even less than that, it's about a block or so.
Well, it seems like we've been riding all day. Boy, I don't know why you ever got rid of that perfectly good 1951 car that you had. Not for this junk pile. Wow.
Junk pile? What do you mean, junk pile? I'll have you know this is a perfectly good 1927 Essex.
Yeah, which spent the past 2 years in the middle of Hector Gargoyle's La Petite junkyard.
No, it's only because I sold it to Hector when I bought that 1951 Lemon. Before that, this 1927 Essex spent 18 years in my garage. And before that, it was used for 6 years by my father, who bought it brand new, by the way.
Yeah. I know.
So I know the complete history of this wonderful car, all the way from factory to owner to the present date. It's in excellent condition, so you'll please kindly cut out all the nasty remarks about it. Will you please now?
Okay, Victor. Well, anyway, there's the building where Yuki has his private eye detective agency office. Hey, we're in luck. There's a parking space right out in front. Look at that.
Yeah, I see it. We'll pull right in there.
Watch out you don't go up on the curb and hit that firebug, Big John.
Don't worry, I see it. My goodness, you'd think I'd never driven a car before in my entire life. Ooh. Whoops.
Yeah, whoops is right.
What happened anyway?
You bumped the fireplug.
Oh. Well, Sparky, if you hadn't gotten me so nervous, I wouldn't have hit it. Besides, they set those fireplugs too close to the street anyway. Well, we're parked. Come on, let's get out.
Okay. Hey, look, you can see Yuki sitting by the window of his office.
Yeah. Yuki's got a nice office, too, doesn't he? It's a nice-looking building. Right here in the heart of town, he's lucky to have such a convenient location.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Let's go in. He's waiting for us. He's motioning out of the window for us to come in.
Yeah, I see. Hi, Yuki. What do you say, Yuki? Come on, let's go inside, Sparky.
That's where I'm headed, Big John. Hi, Yuki. What do you say? Look at him waving at us.
Yeah.
Mayor Plumfront's in there with him because I can just see the top of his head.
Yeah, the mayor must be sitting on the other side of Yugi's desk. Well, here's the door to the office building. Just open it up there, Sparky.
Now, just up these five steps and then down the hall to the first door.
Right you are, and it's the first door to the right, I trust you recall.
Yeah, the one with Yuki Butcher Private Eye Detective Agency printed on the glass door.
Right.
Hey, what other kind of offices are there in this building, Big John?
Well, across the hall from Yuki's office is the William A. Stoutberg Insurance Offices. Next to Yuki's office is the office of the law firm William Mahoney, Charles Hamilton, and Harry Bridges, Incorporated. And across the hall from that is Widget Digit McFidget Gadget Company. And let's see, down at the other end of the hall there is Leonard Hart Arthur Lind Enterprises.
Yeah, what kind of business is that? I mean, what do they do?
Oh, I don't know. They manufacture and sell spare keys for sardine cans, I think.
Oh. Well, anyway, here's Yuki's office. Let's go in.
Hey, Thor, say there. Come on in and have a seat. Get comfortable.
Hello there, gentlemen. Come on in. Take a load off your feet there, Buster. Hey, come on over here to your old mayor, lad. I've got a little peppermint stick for you.
Close the door there, Sparky.
Here you are, lad.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mayor. Great. Boy, this is a pretty big piece of candy here. Thanks.
Just got it over at Clyde Pill Roller's drugstore when I picked up Yuki's pictures of them there two kidnappers.
Oh, hey, did you get the pictures back, Yuki?
Yeah, I did. Well, take a look at them. Here they are. What do you think?
Let's see.
Hey, let me see it too, Big John.
You recognize either of them there two fellas, Big John?
No, I'm afraid not. Don't believe I've ever seen either one of them before. Certainly are tough-looking guys, though, aren't they?
Yeah, you can say that again, Buster. I've never seen them before either. Must be from out of town. In fact, if you ask me, them there fellas followed the widow Dilly up here from Florida. I guess they knowed that she was a rich millionaire widow.
Yeah, that could be. What about you, Yuki? Did you ever see these men before?
Yes, sir, I have, Big John. Their faces are very familiar to me.
You mean you've seen them before?
Yeah, fine.
Where? Here in Cincinnati?
Yep. I've seen them there two fellas every morning ever since we got back from Africa. Passed right by those two faces every morning. As a matter of fact, I seen them this morning. Fine.
You mean you saw those kidnappers today?
Yeah.
Where? Come on, tell us where. We'll go down there and capture them.
May not be so easy, Big Todd.
Well, you said you saw them every morning.
That's right.
Well, where'd you see them?
Hanging on the wall of the post office window.
What?
Yeah, I see their pictures on the wall of the post office. These here two fellers and another one are wanted in New York, Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida for everything from bank robbery to using the mails to defraud.
Oh. Well, I guess knowing who we're trying to capture will make it easier for the police. Have you told them?
Oh, yeah. I cooperate with the police in every detail of every case I ever handle. Never stand in the way of the law. That's my motto. Never stand in the way of the law.
If these two guys' pictures are in the post office, then there must be a reward for them.
Yeah, there is. State of Florida's offering $7,500 alone.
Yeah, wow. Hey, I sure hope we can capture them.
Mayor, have you heard anything else from them since we tried to deliver that fake bundle of ransom money out there in Mount Airy Forest last night?
Nope, not a word. Not a single solitary lone individual word.
Oh, that's odd. You'd think they would have contacted you. There was some reason why they ran away when they were so close to getting the ransom money.
Yeah, I know that's what I think, but I have not heard a word, and not a word.
Well, we got a lot of clues. We know what the kidnappers look like. We know who they are. We know what kind of car they drive.
Yeah, we know what kind of tires they have on their cars, too, lad. This here plaster impression we took of the tire tracks in the snow shows that their 12-cylinder Buchlackenberg has got boil raster tires.
Well, that's good. All we have to do now is find that foreign-made car, a Buchlackenberg 12 with boil raster tires. It shouldn't be hard to spot. An odd car like that will stand out like a sore thumb if it's ever anywhere near here at all.
Wow, what was that?
Hey, what's going on around here? Somebody threw a rock through the window.
That's got a note tied to it. Hey, let's see that. Well, I just saw a 12-cylinder Buchlackenberg go speeding down the street, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, there it goes. It's just going around the corner. Look at that.
Well, here's the note. I'll bet it was thrown through the window by the kidnappers.
Ah, sure. Who else?
What'd you say there, Yuki?
Let's see. It's from the kidnappers, all right. Listen to this. This is a warning, Butcha. Get off the Widow Dilly case or else. We're given plumb front until Friday to play it square with us. Remember, Butcha, get off this case or else.
Or else? Boy, are you going to get off the case, Yuki?
No, sirree, not on your tintype, lad. Old Yuki Butcha doesn't scare that easy. Yuki Butcha, private eye, stays on the case.
Oh, Yuki, you're the best detective I know. Also the bravest.
I am all the more determined to capture them there kidnappers now. They broke my window. Now I'm mad.
Oh, wow. What a mysterious mystery. A threatening note from the kidnappers telling Yuki to get off the case or else. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, kid. I almost jumped out of my skin when that rock came crashing through the window. Boy, those kidnappers threw the rock with the note tied to it right through the glass, and it landed right on Yuki's desk. Yuki's double mad now, because the rock not only broke his window, but it scratched his desk, too. Boy, look at Yuki's ears. They're redder than a couple of tomatoes. You can tell he's angry, all right. Well, Yuki's determined to capture those kidnappers now. And I'm glad. We're going to have lots of excitement around here from now on. I'll see you tomorrow, kid. So long.